With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey was indicted Thursday on two counts. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Justice Department confirmed in a statement that Comey was charged with one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice related to Senate testimony he gave almost 5 years ago. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi alleged that Comey, quote, obstructed a congressional investigation into the disclosure of sensitive information and made a false statement to Congress. Comey stated that he did not authorize someone at the FBI to be an anonymous source. Bondi's statement read that, quote, according to the indictment, that statement was false. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The president has issued a warning to the radical left. He did so Thursday, warning that ongoing acts of political violence could eventually lead to a violent backlash from the right.
The right is a lot tougher than the left, but the right's not doing this. They're not doing it, and they better not get them energized because it won't be good for the left. And I don't want to see that happen either. I'm the president of all the people.
The president made his remarks in response to the shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas, Texas. Meanwhile, the president calling on Russia to end its war against Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
2 days after meeting with Ukraine's leader at the United Nations, the president said it's time for Russia's Vladimir Putin to end the conflict and the bloodshed.
It's such a waste of human life, and so he ought to stop. Putin ought to stop.
At the start of an Oval Office meeting with the visiting Turkish president, Donald Trump urged Turkey to stop buying Russian oil while the war is raging. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president has signed an executive order that puts TikTok in American control. The executive order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. This is SRN News. Internationally renowned evangelist, author, and pastor Vodi Bakum has died at the age of 56 after decades of preaching the cause of Christ. In a 2021 interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, he was asked whether he felt Christians should be more involved in politics.
What is a Christian's responsibility to be informed and be involved?
We also have to be in the world and of the world. I think there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a ditch on one side of the road where people are more familiar with their politics than they are with their theology. And there's a ditch on the other side of the road where people's theology doesn't influence or impact their politics. Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord over all, which means that we can't exclude any of those areas of our life. And we can't exclude Him for the sake of those areas in our life.
Vodi Bakum passed away at his family's home in Florida on Thursday. This is SRN News. Erica Kirk, the widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio today. Erica Kirk appearing on her late husband's Salem Radio Network talk show beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern time today. That will be heard on many of these Salem Radio Network stations. Representatives from European countries with borders close to Russia and Ukraine are holding talks on building a drone wall to plug gaps in their own defenses following several airspace violations. Europe's borders have been increasingly tested by drones recently. Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland have been working on a drone wall project. EU Defense Commissioner Andrinas Kubilius was chairing Friday's talks. The virtual meeting was to include those countries, plus officials from Bulgaria, Denmark, Romania, and Slovakia, all with similar concerns. More on these stories at srnnews.com.